Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
How are you? What's happening? What you doing? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am your chief geek in charge. My name is Michael Gross. And guess what I'm here to do today? I'm here to talk about botanical stuff. Well, you know, I got to tell you, it's been another one of these very strange weeks. We just had a hurricane come up the Gulf of Mexico, the worst hurricane ever to hit the United States since, I think, Camille or something. I don't know. It went into Panama City and literally destroyed the town. It just absolutely, that whole area up there, from what I've been seeing on the news, I'm recording this on Thursday, and what I am seeing on the news is just total and complete devastation. I am just amazed at how nature, you know, can just get mad and do stuff. It is, I feel so badly for everybody who lives up there. I have friends who live up there. I have friends who live in Tallahassee. And Tallahassee had a lot of damage. You know, if you've ever been to Tallahassee, Florida is famous because it doesn't look like Florida. It looks like a southern town, and they have oak trees everywhere, historic oak trees everywhere. Well, until the storm came through. And they have lost, at the last count I heard, like 280 very large trees. And if you look at the video, you see these trees laying on houses, on cars, in the middle of roads, knocking down power lines. I mean, you know, it is rough. I have a good friend who works for Duke Energy down here, and he is already on his way up there. They left this morning early to head up there. And, you know, they're going to be working at restoring the power up there. So, gosh, I am, very, very worried about the folks up there. I wish them only the best. If you are listening to us up there, I hope I can bring you just a smidgen of normalcy if you're in your car listening to this show. Up in that area, or wherever you are listening to the show, if that is you, the whole country is praying for you. We really are. We're all thinking about you. We're wanting to, you know, just we're wanting to help in any way possible. And if you want to help, your Red Cross is always there to help if you help the Red Cross. So I would suggest donating to the Red Cross and give them money. You know, they can go and get what they need and do things like that. So that's what's happening there. And when the storm, everybody, I got phone calls from all over the country. How are you guys doing with the storm? How are you guys doing with the storm? Believe it or not, it was way out into the ocean away from us. But the city of Tarpon Springs that I used to live in and love, by the way, I love the city of Tarpon Springs, had street flooding like you wouldn't believe just from the water coming in from the storm. And if you've ever been to the historic sponge docks, were underwater. I mean, no damage to stores or anything like that, but you couldn't drive down there. I mean, it was totally underwater. I think there was some damage to some cars. Homes down in that area, you know, they're pretty smart. You know, it's not their first rodeo. and many of them have their sandbags up and ready to go. As a matter of fact, in that part of the world, people who own houses up there, they just keep sandbags out in their shed and to use over and over again when different storms come. So they were kind of ready for it and ready to go. But now Tarpon Springs is fine. As a matter of fact, I talked to a friend up there who works in the Sponge Docks area. He says everything's like pretty much back to normal today. And yesterday, you couldn't drive up there. So that's one. If there's a good thing about this storm, it came through real fast. It didn't linger out in the Gulf. It came in and it hit real fast. It got done what it was going to get done quickly, although devastatingly. I mean, just totally devastatingly. I try to look for something good out of everything, and I guess that is the only good thing that I can see. And as I am talking here on Thursday evening, it is moving fast, and it should be going back out to sea. It moved up the coast through Georgia. Georgia had devastating damage. Georgia's never seen anything like this in years or ever. And then, you know, through South Carolina, parts of North Carolina, and they're just now recovering from the last storm. Florence, they're still, you know, and they can't take all of this rain because the ground is already saturated. So it's been rough. It's been, and this is the middle of October. We don't usually have storms this late in the day. It just does not happen. So anyway, now another thing that happened to me this week. You know, I've been wanting to buy an e-grow lawnmower or an electric lawnmower of some kind. I want a Tesla lawnmower. That's what I want. But, you know, I have talked to a lot of people. They say, be smart. Just wait. And, you know, and the universe is telling me something. Because every time I just decide I'm just going to go buy it anyway, a catastrophe happens. And I have to spend like $1,000 on something else. And this week, I was just, I was driving someplace, and I said, you know, there's a Home Depot up the road. I have my son Zach with me. I said, we could swing in there and get an e-grow. And he says, Dad, you thought you were going to wait until after, you know, first of the year, see the new models of everything, see what shakes out, and do it then. I said, oh, okay, you know. But then in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking. And then I had to come in here to my studio because I had to record a 11-minute thing for a radio station out west that I needed to do for them and to cut a couple of commercials, promotional commercials. So I came in here and I sat down, and I've got this beautiful new microphone, and I've got a really nice mixer, and I did the recording, did everything I was supposed to do, and then I was listening to the recording. And I say, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. And I just, a friend of mine who's an audio engineer, I was talking to him. He said, send it to me. I sent it to him. He said, all right, I'm going to do something with it. I'm going to send it right back to you. I said, okay. So, I don't know, about an hour later, he sends the file back to me, and I listened to it. And it was so much better. And I know that he had pretty much what I have. I said, what'd you do? How'd you do it? He goes, oh, I have this audio compressor that I bought. And I said, oh? And he sends that to me. He goes, and I got the newer version of the Behringer mixer that has effects and some compression to that. And I said, oh? And he said, yeah. I said, oh. So guess what I did this morning, folks? You're not hearing it now. You're not hearing the results of this right now. Because I sat down and I looked up all that information on the interweb, and I went to the, you know, supplier that we use to buy all this broadcast equipment and audio equipment. And I bought a new mixer and I bought that audio compressor. And I said, huh. Okay, so there goes the lawnmower this time. But, you know, the sound is going to be better. You probably won't even notice it, but I will notice it, and I'm an audiophile. So this is what I do. You know, this is the kind of stuff I do. But I noticed a marked difference when I sent the file to him. And, you know, in that, like I say, he's got the same setup I've got. Same microphone, same Behringer mixing board, but he's got the newer version of this Behringer mixing board, and he's got that audio compressor. And I just said, okay, I'm going to do that. So I sat down today and went on the interweb and ordered it, and it should be here, you know, soon. And next week, I'll be using that instead of mowing my lawn with a electric lawnmower. always something to keep me from mowing the lawn with an electric lawnmower. You know, it's just always that. And then I'm talking to my friend Stan DeFritis about this whole thing. And he says, oh, I'm mowing my lawn with an electric lawnmower. Now, immediately, I'm going nuts. But as it turns out, he's got an electric lawnmower that he has to plug in, you know, and drag the cord around. I don't want that. My next-door neighbor has got the electric lawnmower with the cord. I said, how you like? You know, I played with it. I actually mowed a part of his yard, and I hated it. It did a very good job. It cut very well. It was, really, you know, really powerful and, you know, did everything it was supposed to do. But I could not stop thinking about that darn cord. You know, it's in the back of your mind. And when I mow the lawn, I go into a zen state. You know, I totally go into a zen state. I do not think. It is meditation. I know how to mow my lawn and know how to mow it wonderfully. But if I had to mow it with a cord attached, I would not be in a zen state. And mowing my yard would be work instead of meditation. And I don't like to do that. Now, I'm waiting for the weather to break, because as soon as the weather breaks and it's not 90 degrees outside, yes, the middle of October in Florida in the 90s, I'm going to go out and dig a bunch of holes in my backyard because I got some podocarpuses I'm going to plant on one section of fence over there. And I've got some crotons I'm going to plant on another section of fence out from there. So I'm so looking forward to that. And you know how I do that? That's a zen state. When I dig a hole and prepare it for planting, that is a zen state. My name is Michael Gross. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low-Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Time to plant. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos, and it is fall, darn it. It's time to do a planting, and also it's time to fertilize. I can legally fertilize where I live right now. We have fertilizer restrictions where I live that last until October 1st. Well, that is long since gone. So we are now allowed to fertilize, which is good, except we have temperatures in the 90s. And I'm not going to fertilize. And I have this new liquid fertilizer that I got a bunch of it. I've got my Ortho hose in sprayer, which in my mind is the best hose in sprayer there is. I have no financial connection to them. I bought mine. They haven't sent me a free one. I just happen to love it. When I love something, I share it with you, and I don't get paid for it. You know, if they wanted to pay me for it, I would tell them, yeah, I'd take it. But they, you know, I love the Ortho, and I am just dying to get out and fertilize my lawn with this new liquid fertilizer, which I'm not going to put down granular fertilizer this year. I think, because I've been told that this fertilizer replaces it, but you got to put it down every 30 days, which, you know, that's good. I can do that. But you have fresh nutrients. You have all this wonderful stuff happening. And you can add minor elements to it yourself if you want to, or it comes with some minor elements. And so this year will be the test. And I said, I can't wait to do it. I had to wait until October 1st. And I said, on October 1st, it was 95 degrees outside. I said, if I can't put this out now, you know, I will burn everything if I put this, although it says it won't burn. I know that it will burn. You do not put fertilizer out when it's 95 degrees out. You don't. Now, it has cooled a little bit. Today was 91, okay? But it's supposed to get warmer over the next couple of days. So I'm holding off. We generally, in this part of the world, and it's already happened for most of the country, and it's even happened up in North Florida, but generally where I live, in over in southern Texas and Arizona and, you know, places like that, you have that, what I call the absolute defining cold front, the one that takes the stinking heat that has been with us all summer and just makes it go away, the humidity goes away, and you just feel the nice, refreshing, wonderful air. And it hasn't happened. And it usually happens by now. It usually happens, you know, either at the end of September or at the very latest, it happens on, like, the 5th of October. But usually it happens around the 15th to 20th of September. It hasn't happened yet this year. And they say there's no such thing as climate change. I used to be a climate change denier, by the way. I was. I said, this is boo-hockey. But I am a believer in climate change. I'm seeing too many weird things happening. You know, and I pay attention to this stuff. And I have kept records in the past. Back when I was hanging out with Dr. Dick Freimeyer,
I was keeping records back then, and I found those records. I started going through them. I'm just going to tell you things weird. This is the middle of October, and we had the biggest, baddest hurricane that has hit this part of the country in years in October, and it just went and pulverized Panama City, that whole area, that and parts of Georgia. It's climate change is real, kids. I don't care what people are telling you, but people with a brain in their head know that climate change is real. And now I'm going to get like tons of mail. And, but I'm sorry, you're wrong. Climate change is real. Science backs it up. You know, just trust me. Don't listen to politicians. Listen to scientists. And, so we got to deal with all of that. And in the garden, we have to deal with all of that. And I've got friends who have nurseries, commercial nurseries, and they are in different parts of the country. I have former students who are in North Carolina, and they've got a commercial azalea nursery up there. They've done very, very well with it. But they said that over the course of years, they have had to change their propagation schedules. Everything has changed for them. They've had to change everything that they are doing. I spoke not terribly long ago with a tobacco farmer. Now, I am not a advocate of tobacco. I think smoking is horrendous. But I am fascinated with tobacco farmers and how they do what they do, because they do what they do very, very, very well. And by the way, tobacco farmers are some of the hardest working and nicest people you will meet anywhere. And I drove up through Virginia one time, many years ago, 30 years ago, and I saw these tobacco farms up there, and I saw people out working, and I stopped and talked to them, because that's what I do. I just stop and, hey, look at me, they are some of the nicest people, and they explained to me all of their systems. But I was talking to a tobacco farmer who was down here on vacation, who I ran into at a social event, and he said that they, who have this down to the science like you wouldn't believe, have had to make massive changes over the past 30 years on how they grow tobacco, which is like a big commodity. And which, science had taught them how to do perfectly well. But because of climate change, they have had to change everything. It has cost them more money. They've had to realign things. You have people doing things totally different than they ever did. And I'm going to tell you something about people. Especially people who grow stuff, okay? People who are in the nursery business, people who are farmers, people who grow stuff are steady people. I'm just giving you my experience. They're very steady people. They set up a routine. They know what works, and they're not big fans of change because they know what works. And I don't blame them. And all of the farmers, all of the commercial nurseries, everybody who grows everything for a living over the past 20, 25, 30 years has had to change everything that they do because of the changing temperatures, the changing rain patterns, the changing everything when it comes to climate, the soil temperatures, very important things. Soil temperatures have changed dramatically, and all of this is just, impacting all of us. And then you have people out there saying climate change doesn't happen. The world's just, going through cycles. No, climate change is happening. Now, do you want to get into the argument? Is it man-made climate change or what it is? I don't know. I do not know. But I do know what farmers are going through. I do know what commercial growers are going through. And I do know what lawn geeks like me, lawn and garden geeks like me and you who listen to this show, you're noticing it too, especially if you're into this like I am. You're noticing differences. You're noticing things, and you are having to make changes. And, we people who plant things, we're kind of steady people. We really are. We don't really appreciate change. But that's the world that we are living in now, and we will embrace it, or we will just not have cool-looking plants, or we will not be successful farmers and growers. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
So now we're in the fall, and now it's time to fertilize. What fertilizer do I recommend to you? Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about in this segment. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. And we're going to talk about fertilizer. My views on fertilizer have changed dramatically over the years. And I have gone to all this complex stuff I used to be involved with fertilizer. And you know what? To a certain extent, I still am. Like, my personal fertilizer this year is going to be something radically different that I'm not going to recommend to you. And I'm doing it because I'm testing stuff. I'm just going through a massive testing this year. But if I weren't doing that, I would be doing what I'm about ready to tell you. And what I'm about ready to tell you, as far as all of my shrubs and ornamentals are concerned, I'm doing this year. Very, very standard. For all my shrubs and all of my ornamentals, what I used to recommend is something like a 10-10-10, is what I used to, you know, I wanted that first number balanced with the last number. I wanted the nitrogen balanced with the potassium. And yes, let's have an equal amount of phosphorus in there, so we can work on root development and all of that stuff. Yeah, that used to be my recommendation. Different now. Different because I tried, you know, I did experiments like I'm doing this year with different stuff on the lawns. And this is what I do now. And this is what I recommend now. And what I recommend now for all of your ornamentals, all of your shrubbery, and all of your trees is to use... And, you know, I'm not going to give you a brand name, but just go out and buy fruit tree fertilizer. That's what I recommend. It is generally a combination of something similar to this. The numbers aren't going to be exactly, but it's going to be the same ratio. The ornamental fertilizer, or the fruit tree fertilizer I use is a 4-6-8. Is what I use right now. It's a 4-6-8. The brand name, I'm not going to tell you the brand name that I use, but it's a 4-6-8 fertilizer. 4% nitrogen, which is lower than a 10-10-10, quite obviously. 6% phosphorus, which is going to give you a little bit of boost on root production, which we really want to do, especially as we go into fall. I find that to be an important thing to consider, an important thing to do. And then, you know, a 4-6-8, the last eight being the potassium, and especially as we go into fall, what the potassium does is it builds strength into the plant. It does what one agronomist told me was something that he called leaf expansion. Okay, that's what he called it. Made the leaves thicker. Okay, so that's what that is. And the other thing that I like about fruit tree fertilizers is it, and make sure you buy a good one, because you want to look for the following thing. You want to look for a statement of secondary nutrients on the label. On the label, you're going to see those three main numbers that I talked about. Those are the macronutrients. Those are your nitrogen, your phosphorus, your potassium. Those are all very important. But you want to look, and you got to get down there and kind of look, you know. And when you're old like me, you know, it gets a little harder. I'm not that old, but yeah, I am. But anyway, you look for a little thing on the label that says statement of secondary nutrients. Those are the minor elements. Those are the trace elements. We take trace elements. You know, the health nuts among us take trace elements for themselves. Micronutrients, minerals, all of those things. You're talking about your copper, your zinc, your iron, your molybdenum, your boron, all of those things are part of a statement of secondary nutrients. And you want that for ornamentals. And let's talk about that. Take your variegated plants, for instance. When you use a fruit tree fertilizer on any plant that is variegated, and there's a lot of plants that are variegation means, you know, there's some green and there's some form of color in it. It could be white. It could be, you know, anything. They love this type of fertilizer. It makes them pop. It makes the colors more vibrant. It makes everything just sort of stick out there. So, you know, when you add those minor elements to that, you know, the nitrogen, the phosphorus, and the potassium done in the ratios that I was describing, your plants thrive. They said, thank you, thank you, thank you. They love it. And you're going to love it, too. And I'm going to tell you something. You're doing this in the fall where all of those, you know, those elements will get into the soil and start building from a foundation. And trust me when I tell you, when spring comes, those plants are just going to go boom. You know, they're just going to go boom goes the dynamite, and they're all going to look great. That is my only recommendation. I use it on azaleas. I use it on crotons. I use it on viburnums. I use it on ligustrum. Arborvitaes. Oh, arborvitaes go nuts with this fertilizer. Any type of spruce, I use it on all of those. I use it on all of my trees. I use it on the oaks. I use it on the maples. I use it everywhere. One fertilizer. Keep it simple, stupid. That's what I say. Keep it simple, but keep it dynamic. You're going to spend a little bit more money for this fertilizer. Not much, but trust me, it is really worth it. It's like when you go buy the generic vitamins compared to the good quality vitamins. You're going to spend a little more, but you're going to think it's like buying grade A beef, you know? Yeah, I go to Sam's Club and buy my grade A beef. Oh, it tastes so good. So on my grill, I'm really good at that. So that's what you do. Now, let us move along, if we can, to the lawns. Fall is the most important time to fertilize your lawn. It is vitally important, as a matter of fact, that you fertilize your lawn this time of year. I used to give you all kinds of weird recommendations. I'd go for a 16-4-8, a 24-5-11. I had all, you know, the Scott's Super Blue or Bonus, Scott's Bonus S, all of those things. I don't do that anymore. I am now into a hybrid organic fertilization for your lawn is what I am. And my recommendation to you, I have two. You can take your choice out of, if you live up north, I recommend Ringer Lawn Restore, and they've got a fall fertilizer that they sell. 100% organic, all kinds of beautiful things that it does to the soil, that it sets the microorganisms in the soil, it feeds your soil. It is the best in the world. The other choice, you can use this up north as well, and you can definitely use it in the south, Milorganite. Milorganite has made some changes in the last year. It is a little bit different than it used to be. Not much. I kind of like the original formula better, but this one's still good. This formula has, I think, a 5% iron to it. So you've got that and a couple of other minors that are just naturally in there. But we're talking about, you know, they don't call it organic anymore. They've changed the label. They don't call it organic, but it is organic. But because of some technicalities of the way it's processed, they can't call it organic anymore. But trust me when I tell you, it is organic. And that is what, if I wasn't doing this experimental thing this year, that's what would be on my lawn for the fall. And that's what I would recommend to you. Either Milorganite or Ringer Lawn Restore. Put it down, water it in, and you will be delighted. You will be totally delighted with the results that you get. By the way, Ringer Lawn Restore has also changed in the last couple of years. They have changed the way they formulate. Ringer Lawn Restore used to, when I first became familiar with Ringer Lawn Restore, it was put it on your lawn for a whole year. Your lawn was going to look like bleh, but the next year your lawn would look really, really good. Well, they have made some changes in the formulation to where you get a little bit more instant gratification. And I guarantee you, if you put it on the lawn this fall, you will notice an immediate change, not a dramatic change, but trust me when I tell you, and I am telling you the truth. I am standing here telling you the truth. If you put the Ringer Lawn Restore down in the fall, especially their fall formulation, when spring pops, that lawn is going to be thick, lush, and green. Same can be said about the Milorganite if you choose to use that. You watch. Now, the Milorganite, the way that is, you're getting, you used to be with Milorganite, it took a long time for it to work. It is taking less time for Milorganite to work. Now, I don't know why that is, but it's working faster. And that is a good thing, but it might be a bad thing. it might be working faster because of climate change. I don't know, because of the difference in soil temperature. Soil temperature now is significantly warmer than it was 10 years ago in most parts of the country. So maybe that is why Milorganite is working faster. I do not know. I am not a scientist. I am a geek. I am a garden geek. So that is what I know. But those are that is my fertilization recommendation. I call it a hybrid organic because my lawn program is now pretty much defined as a hybrid organic. I'm recommending these two organic fertilizers, one of the two. And I am recommending, if need be, you might want to add some chemicals as far as weed control are concerned. But that is a topic for another time, which we will talk about at another time. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. 945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve solve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Okay, we're going to talk about weeds.
Yeah,
you know, weeds. Weeds in your lawn. Weeds in your shrub beds. Weeds in your flower beds. Weeds in your vegetable garden.
We're going to talk about weeds.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Prose. I'm your chief geek. And that's what we're going to talk about. You know, I went to a seminar by a guy by the name of Dr. Harry Myers, who has long since departed us, many, many years ago. Because I needed, you know, in the 70s, I needed to learn how to control weeds. That just seemed like a big thing, you know? That just seemed like a big deal. Weeds. All right? And here's two things that Dr. Myers taught me. And, you know, he said, I'm going to say two things to you now. And, you know, you take everything that you're going to learn after that, and just take it back to these two things that I tell you right now. And the first thing is that, what is the definition of a weed? A weed is a plant out of place. That is the definition of a weed. It is a plant out of a weed. A rose in the middle of a vegetable garden could be considered a weed because it is a plant out of place. Okay? Pennywort, oxalis. You know, clover, are all a bunch of weeds that grow, and they are plants out of place. They're plants. They're, you know, making oxygen. They're doing all kinds of stuff, but they are a plant out of place. And we don't like weeds in our flower beds. We like flowers in our flower beds. We don't like weeds in our shrub beds. We like shrubs in our shrub beds. And my golly, by gum, we do not like weeds in the yard. We like grass in the yard. That's the first thing that Dr. Myers taught me. Then here came the second part. He said, and this is like the most important thing that I learned, but it never sunk in enough until I started doing this stuff over the years. And it just what he said just kept coming back to me. And he said, weeds are not a problem. Weeds are the result of a problem. Ah. Okay. Weeds just don't all of a sudden, let's talk about a lawn right now. Weeds don't all of a sudden just pop up in a yard. They don't do it. If you have a thick, healthy, lush lawn, weeds don't pop up there. They just don't. Because the grass is more powerful than the weeds. So, if you have healthy soil, you're going to have healthy grass. And if you have healthy grass, you're not going to have a lot of weeds. It all makes sense. Rob Ringer of Ringer Lawn Restore told me that same thing. in the early 1980s. He said the same darn thing to me. He said, Michael, good soil, good grass, you don't have to worry about weeds. Put your concentration and your efforts there. Made sense. Now, that's a little bit different when we talk about shrubs or we talk about vegetable gardens. In those areas, weeds are going to pop in there because they want those same nutrients that you're giving the vegetables and flowers. So they will pop in there. Birds are going to fly by and they're going to drop weed seeds. Weed seeds are going to fly through the air and they're going to land. Now, when they land in the lawn, they're probably not going to survive unless you have a weak lawn. Then they're going to survive and they're going to thrive, as a matter of fact. They're going to, like, take over. But in your vegetable garden, where you got nothing but bare soil, weeds are going to exist. So how do we control those weeds? Well, there's different kind of weeds. There's annual weeds. There's perennial weeds. Annual weeds. There's fall annual weeds. There's spring annual weeds. There's summer annual weeds. Then there's perennial weeds. Perennial weeds start out 1 year. They start off like an annual. Then they come back the next year. And the year after that, they come back even stronger. So how do we prevent those things? Well, in my shrub beds, I have weed cloth. Works wonderful. It's a mechanical thing. I use no chemicals. They got all kinds of chemicals that they will sell you to put into your flower gardens and your shrub beds to prevent weeds. I don't use any of them, haven't used any of them for years. And you can walk out into my shrub beds right now and you will find no weeds because I use weed cloth. Mulch is another thing. Now, that's where we get into a little bit of controversy. I am not a great lover of mulch. I have mulch in one area of my yard. And the reason that I have that in one area of my yard is because those are leaves that have fallen from the trees, and I have raked them in there and let them serve as a mulch. And I didn't do that because I thought it was a great idea. I did that because I was too damn lazy to collect them and get rid of them, take them out to the street and get rid of them. But in other areas, I just have bare soil. Well, I don't have bare soil. I have weed cloth. And then on top of that, I have some mulch, but I have just a teeny tiny bit of mulch, basically just for show, is what I have. Basically just for show. And I do not use, any of these pre-emergent herbicides. Now, I will confess, I'm here to confess, I do use glyphosate, the generic version of Roundup. I don't use Roundup because the generic version is much cheaper. Same active ingredient, much, 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 much cheaper. So I do use that on occasion in areas like right up against the house where the weed cloth, you'll see some stuff pop up there. I'll just go in there and squirt with the generic version of Roundup. And it translocates through the plant and it goes down. I have friends. I have a guy named Everett who's been on the show before. When I told him I did that, you would have thought that I told him I'd, run over a puppy. You're using this horrible. It's not a horrible chemical. And by the way, homeowners, don't be upset about using a little bit of Roundup because you're using such a minute amount of Roundup around your house. I just took some generic Roundup and did my back fence. Weeds were growing up on the side of it. And I have a hard time weed eating that because I got to drag the electrical. I just, heck with it. I just went out there and sprayed Roundup, just a little band of Roundup. It's all dying. When the plant dies, when the weed dies from Roundup, turns into an organic form of nitrogen. Glyphosate, by the way, or Roundup, if you want to call it that, neutralizes on soil contact. By the way, that's not Monsanto telling you that. That is science telling you that. That is verifiable science that tells you that glyphosate neutralizes on soil contact. So, and we use such minute amounts of it, people get all shook up about Roundup. But that's what it is. And that's how I handle my weed control. I use no herbicides in my yard. I just concentrate on having a healthy yard and mowing on a regular basis. And in the shrub beds, weed cloth. Vegetable gardens, we'll talk about that another time. That's another one. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.